I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
Would you go to jail for justice for working people? Over the years, many in the labor movement have had to make that decision. And such was the case for Cesar Chavez. And on this day in labor history, the year was 1970. Chavez, the head of the United Farm Workers Union, was jailed for 20 days for refusing to end a lettuce boycott. Specifically, he was charged for continuing a boycott of lettuce grower Bud Antel and Dow Chemical, which owned 17,000 acres of the Antel land. The United Farm Workers had earned national prominence with their successful grape boycott. They decided to expand their efforts to address the abysmal conditions faced by lettuce workers in the Salinas Valley of California. One of the key issues for the United Farm Workers was the dangerous pesticides that workers encountered while picking lettuce. A total of 31 different lettuce growers were targeted with strikes and boycotts. In what came to be known as the Salad Bowl Strikes, as many as 10,000 United Farm Workers protested the Salinas Valley growers. The United Farm Workers lettuce organizing was hampered by competing efforts by the Teamsters Union. In addition, the United Farm Workers faced a legal backlash for their attempts to bring fair contracts to the lettuce field. A California district court enjoined both Chavez and the United Farm Workers from picketing the lettuce growers. Chavez ignored the injunction. From his prison cell, Chavez declared, "I am prepared to pay the price for civil disobedience. I was spiritually prepared for this confinement." Coretta Scott King, wife of Dr. Martin Luther King, and Ethel Kennedy, wife of Robert Kennedy, visited Chavez while he was in jail. The fight for justice in the fields was long and hard. In 1975, California passed the Agricultural Labor Relations Act, a landmark step towards justice for farm workers. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.